where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
Now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind, and we are going to start with Dima. What is a secret you can share with our audience?
So I want to share for someone starting today. I want to say build one thing that works and let it be boring. Because everyone wants the impressive version of something. And the boring one that can work every day, for example, without you, I think it's the best you can do for yourself for now.
That's great advice, really. So how did you choose New York to live in?
I don't know why. New York was also like, before war started and before I moved with my family, we've been here for 2 times. It's the city that you love. I think also the reason why I came here, because I understand that, hey, my kid is 2 years old, yeah? And he will grow up here. And it's the city that love everyone.
All things to be proud of.
Delphine LeGrand, what's one piece of advice you can give?
For a long time, I often thought that, oh, this is the way to build a business. And I was surrounded by a lot of venture-backed entrepreneurs that all sort of follow that same stereotypical kind of like hardo, pushing through break walls type of persona. And really, it's just a way. And for me, I often saw that and, you know, would get discouraged because I don't necessarily fit that profile. And what I've realized over time of, you know, building my own company is that doing it in an authentic way is so incredibly important. And I consider myself very, you know, relationship first kind of founder, whether it's with our members, our partners, our investors. And that's just how I operate through life. And, you know, so far it's worked really well. And if I had tried to be like the stereotypical founder, it simply would not have worked for me. And so I think being honest with yourself about what you bring to the table and how you want to build your business and then just go for it.
That's great advice, too. Drea Lynn, what is a secret you can share?
I would say do not compare your entrepreneurial journey to anyone else's journey because it would steal the joy of your journey. Whether or not there are ups or down, if you're looking at someone else's journey and let's say all of a sudden, you know, in 6 months, their business all of a sudden blossoms and yours isn't, there is joy in your specific journey. And so just look at the road that you're on, learn your lessons, take every day by day, and really just enjoy the ride because it is a ride.
It is. That's great advice. Richard Gearhart.
I would say your most valuable work is often not your most urgent work. I think it's important to take some time once a week or on some regular basis, just take a step back and talk with your customers, look at your numbers. Strategize about your goals, but you need time to not just be caught up in the urgent day-to-day and take a step back. We all call that working on your business, but I think sometimes it's too easy to get caught up in the urgent day-to-day.
And for me, Elizabeth Gearhart, I'm going to say take a break. I hear these entrepreneurs who say, I work 24/7 and I've been doing it for 5 years. I've never had a vacation, blah, blah. Well, you are killing your creativity. So I think that you need to take a break in order to recharge your batteries and to really get creative again and discover your joy again. Because if you're just in the business nonstop, it's just not going to be a great life for you.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.